εδώ.
Kind of forgot some of your names, so I know like Madhava, Chaitanya, Chandra. Okay. I know your schedule easy. Leela, Balaram, Veeranarayan, yes. Yes. You also Gauranga. I know Hari Madhava. Before I got initiated, I know the name. Yeah? Okay, I'll take it. Everyone going to be here? Some of you are going to move out of this city. You will be, yeah? Anyone else? You will be also. Thinking about it. Yeah. But you still can study, there's nothing wrong. Okay. I think today is it's not a lesson, but we more or less we want to get certain things sorted out. Did you get the printouts?
I have some printer problems, so I get them.
You have any, at least one copy?
Yeah.
You? So maybe.
Four or five copies.
Okay, at least pass around. What I have got is for you all to do some exercises. Those exercises are actually were conducted in Mayapur, MIHE. So we are going to use that format for our training and learning experience also. On the one hand, you have already done studying through the verses and giving classes on it, which is required also. The other aspect is to actually go to the purports and picking out the main points. So you can have a look at it, and then I think Prabhu will print out copies for you all so that you all can work in teams. But the way you use this is you have to do it yourself first. Okay? Right? You work these questions on your own first. Individually. Then you meet in groups. Then you go through those questions. Remember, the main idea is to study the Bhagavatam. Okay? It's not an individual thing. One thing you need to know, the Bhagavatam, this book is actually for, since you all have studied already, who is it for?
Paramahansas.
Okay. So we are not on that category of Paramahansas. But it is so potent that simply by associating with this Bhagavatam, we can get some benefit. Hopefully we can also follow in the footsteps of the Paramahansas. Okay? So therefore, bear in mind that, you know, there are six questions the sages ask. So, where Krishna has gone to? So where is he actually? So he's in the form of Bhagavatam also. Okay. So that means when you study the Bhagavatam, you really have to beg for the mercy to know how to understand it. It's not a book knowledge. That's jnani. And you can do that also. But you will not have the proper understanding. Meaning you cannot give it to another person if you act on a jnani platform. What is that you can't give? You can't give bhakti, yeah, if you work on that platform. So that's not what we are here for. You can memorize the whole Bhagavatam, but if you cannot get someone to practice it, then it's useless. So that's why you meet and discuss with one another. Because you will see, and the other devotee will have a different understanding, a different appreciation, which will enhance your total understanding of Krishna. Because Krishna is, he is what?
He's inconceivable.
He is unlimited. Okay, so there's many ways to understand him. In the introduction, Srila Prabhupada writes, the conception of God and the conception of Absolute Truth are not on the same level. Already he makes a very finite distinction there. Really. Okay, so that means we also have to know when we talk to people about Krishna. In the beginning stage, we will confuse certain things and we will say, this is the same and so on. But actually, there's a lot of differences. And that's what Bhagavatam will reveal. It's like an onion. As you peel, there's layers and layers and layers. So understanding that is very important. The Srimad Bhagavatam hits on the target of Absolute Truth. The conception of God indicates the controller, whereas the conception of the Absolute Truth indicates the Samambhana. So you need to read. Have you all read the introduction? Okay, you have to read the introduction. You have to read the preface, forward, all of that. Because most of this, Srila Prabhupada gives you a very nice, clear understanding of how he's tackling the Bhagavatam proper itself. That means when you look at some of this, for example, you go into any text and then look at the purports. Srila Prabhupada will talk on the verse, then he'll also talk on many other things also. How is it related? And why does he do that? Right? This is something you all have to learn. It's not going to be easy, but through your association, you will come to, it's like churning the ocean. Then you get the cream from it. And so that's the reason. Sometimes he will quote a particular verse. Why is that verse he quotes? Why can't he quote another verse? These are the things you all have to ponder on and question. It's no more just doing like Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti Shastri, also same. Prabhupada uses the same techniques and technology there also. But why does he do that? Sometimes it doesn't even make clear sense, but Prabhupada would quote a certain verse, but it's related and you need to figure out why. and these are sometimes explained in the Acharya's commentary. So that's why I wanted you all to read the Burijan Prabhu's book, Unveiling the Lotus Feet, so then you can understand. It still will be difficult because you're not on that platform yet. We are all not on that platform. We are trying to follow in the footsteps. So by doing that, you'll appreciate each other's viewpoints and appreciation of one another is the key most in understanding the Bhagavatam. Because the Bhagavatam is spoken by Sukadev Goswami, and he actually understood clearly. Who else understood the Bhagavatam? Parikshit Maharaj, and who else? And who else? Vyasadeva. He wrote the book. Okay. So then, to speak on the Bhagavatam, you need to ask their permission. So how do you do it? You go through your spiritual master. And then you ask Sukadeva Goswami to speak through you. And it has to be genuine. Means you have to feel that you're not qualified to speak and then you speak on it. Then it will make some impact on the listener. And this is our system. This is how Prabhupada spoke. Prabhupada said, I'm not speaking anything. I'm simply repeating. And that's my humility. Because he realizes his position. So same way, we all have to realize. Not that now your bhakti shastri, your degree, put, blow it up, put on your own. Doesn't mean you can speak anything you want, you know. Yeah, it's just the beginning stage. It's a baby step. So, this is primarily the main system that you need to do. And then, once you finish that first canto, then we'll go on to the second canto like that. But I hear you are only on chapter 11. Huh? Yeah, so as I said, it's not going to be something that you'll do very fast. It's not going to be like that. Now, in doing each verse, I think Mother Subhadra was, Jay Subhadra was telling you the theme, right? What is the theme? You all highlight the themes? What the theme is, Srila Prabhupada wants to emphasize. What is the theme that Sukadeva Goswami? That's one thing. Now, there are other aspects also that I want you all to look. Now, for example, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about sometimes animal killing. Sometimes he talks about economy. The Bhagavatam has so much of these things. And sometimes he talks about how to produce certain things and so on. So those things also you all need to identify. Because the soul is vast knowledge is hidden here. Mayavadi philosophy, the differences, why it's not acceptable for us. So now it's not just Mayavad is this and that. Now you need to understand why that philosophy is totally wrong and how it is related from the Bhagavatam. The absolute truth is a person and Mayavadis, they don't consider why they say that and why the Bhagavatam doesn't say like that. What's the difference, you know? Why do they say talk like that? We can easily say, yeah, because they are like that, the 80s and so on. But you need to analyze carefully how they come to such conclusions. So these are some of the things we have to start thinking. And you will find, ultimately, it's a simple reason, envy or whatever, but you will see all the reasons people give for why they stick to certain ways they speak about God and so on. The atheistic philosophy is there. Karma Mimamsa. They're all rooted in the Vedas, and yet they are not theistic. So the six philosophies, do research, write down what the main points are. So not everything we can't give you all like that, because then you all will just collect, you know. It is true. You tend to collect. Okay? And discuss on those six. All these are there. Srila Prabhupada talks about it, you know. The Puranas. And then I want you all to also look into the Vedas, the different Puranas, how they are connected. You do a chart on them. Itihasas. Supplementaries, things like that. And then once you do that, you discuss on that, then you'll know next time when somebody talks about these things. Now it's just, oh yeah, I know this, but I don't know exactly how to explain it, right? Bhakti Vaibhava means you have to know all these things, you know. So it's going to take time, but there's no rush. But if you surrender to this one thing and do it, you'll go back to Godhead in this lifetime. Because, yeah, Prabhupada guarantees that if you do it nicely, you'll go back to Godhead. Because you're studying Krishna. You know, someone asked Prabhupada, I've heard this, I'm not sure if I read it or not, does he know everything? Prabhupada said no. Then they said, but Prabhupada, we thought you're a pure devotee, you know everything. He said, it's not like that. It's just that if I need to know something, then Krishna will reveal that information. And they asked him something, and he said, I don't know, why don't you go and ask this Gaudiya Math people? They do those kind of things. And then they were like asking, Prabhupada, you should. No, not like that. If I need, I will, Krishna will reveal, and there's no need for it. So it is interesting, because sometimes we have the wrong understanding of, we think Shaktivesh means they actually know, but they don't need it. That's what Prabhupada is trying to say. That it's useless information maybe for him. He doesn't need to worry about those kind of things. Like sometimes people say, danda is three danda, why is it, what is the small one? And someone asks Prabhupada, and Prabhupada says, I really don't know the whole thing, just go and ask somebody else. Yeah, so it's not that it wasn't that, because it's not. What is the main thing? What is our, when we study Vedas, what is the main principle? Yeah, but what is that? What is the verse? Smartavyam satatam Vishnu vishmartavya na jatushya. And then? Sarve hidi isheva kinkara. Eto eva kinkara. Yeah. So maidservant of everything. All are maidservant for this one principle. Any rules and viddhi. So the same principle applies in studying the Bhagavatam. That's why you'll see in almost every purport, Srila Prabhupada will talk about devotional service to Krishna. And you may say, but it's got nothing to do with the verse, but it's got everything to do with Bhagavatam. The main principle is devotion. So therefore, him talking about it is not at all incorrect. That is the way you have to understand, otherwise you will never get it. You will never get it. Then you will also see, like Prabhupada talks about astrology also. So you write informations on those things. What does he talk about astrology? And see how is it connected to the verse. Is it an information that he wants us to understand, or is it trying to explain the purport or the verse itself in detail? Talks about so many things. Just in the first canto, it's so rich with information. Up to 11 chapters. So did you all identify all these things? You should. These are some of the important things. So I want you all to, you know, look into these things clearly. And then that's one aspect of it, and your questions. Then the other thing is verses. The, of course, if you can memorize the whole Bhagavad canto, Bhagavatam is good. But the best chapter is chapter 2 to memorize, if you can. Doesn't mean the other verses in the other chapter, no. But you, if you can memorize this chapter, the divinity and divine service, some of you will be able to do it, I know. I only know a few of them, I can't. But if you chant every day, you will get it. Okay, that's like 34 verses. In fact, as you get, these are some things I'm telling you that is good to do. I'm not forcing you all. So this chapter is good. The other chapter is Queen Kunti's prayers. These all will be very helpful in your. If you know all this, at the time of death, it will come automatically for you. That's why I want you all to know the prayers of Queen Kunti, chapter 8. Just chant every day. It's very important, chapter 2, because it gives you, you know, remember you all studied the, like, from Shraddha to Prema and all this. So this verse is actually touches on those things and more. Like for example, Shunvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shavanam Kita Hridayantosto Hiyabhadrani Viduno Tisuritsatam. The important thing is, if you look at the word for word translation, you may not see the important point there. From if you are like a Sanskriti, you know, but Srila Prabhupada is so good. In his translation, he says, I'll read to you, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is a Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee. Truthful devotee, not just any devotee. Okay. So this is why studying it is very carefully is important. That's my role, is to point to you all certain things, and this is what we will do. I'm not sure whether we will cover all 19 chapters. Okay. But we will highlight this thing. So at least maybe 11 chapters we'll do, and not all the verses. I'll just jump a few and want you all to maybe pay closer attention. That's one thing. The other thing you all need to know is, you all need to know each chapter title. Okay? Right? Which chapter is the Pandavas retired timely?
Seven.
Seven, no. You only up to 11, no? It's after that, no? It's 15, 16, no? Pandavas retired time, 15. Because these are important things. Because you know why it's important. Then you know, if you look at the table of contents, if you know each chapter title, then within the chapter title you have subsections. It gives you an idea of what the chapter is, and it will make you understand better also. That's why I want you all to know this. So then if you read the word feelings of separation by Arjuna, then you will know many of the sequences in that chapter. And then you will know key verses for that. Then you, by the time you finish the first canto, you probably will know the thing in the proper mood also. I thought you were looking for some kid or something. Oh, power. I thought you were looking for some child there hiding. Yeah, and then I'll give you the verses. I should have it. I'll have to look, and then I'll email you all the verses. Did I send you? Yeah. Some of them. Yeah. Oh, this is all the way to 19.
I will hand top it. I have whatever I have.
Okay. That's fine. You, as I said, each one of the things, try to understand, each verse is Krishna. We may not be on that platform yet, but it is. Where has Krishna gone to take and shelter? Where did he go? He appeared as Bhagavata. So he is here. Every single verse, every single word is Krishna. He's there. And that's why Bhujan Prabhu says, unveiling the lotus feet there. And the first canto and the second canto is the lotus feet. So you need to know all that also. Now, there's 10 subject matters that the Bhagavatam talks about. Do you all know all that? Yeah, so that's a verse. second canto, no? Second canto. Sarga visarga. Sthanam, poshanam, praliyata. Yeah, so know these 10 topics, because these 10 topics are covered by the Mahapurana. Now, lesser Puranas will not cover all these 10 topics. And there's another verse, I forgot. Okay, later on. Yes. Probably that's the verse. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Which verse?
I'm
only going to find it.
They are sent to everybody, so they all can study it. Okay. Okay, any comments, questions?
Anything more on the other? What is the format of the three level in terms of exams?
Don't worry about this. Exams will be essay questions. Once you study that, we'll ask you on, you know, write a short essay on the economy during the time of Narad Muni. Like that. Right? He goes through villages, what they do, how they cross. So those things all you should know. Well, then why Prabhupada is writing that? Just for fun? Just to fill up the space. Well, don't worry about open or not. But you study this first. Yeah. Yeah. Short questions. Like what I've given you. It will be in that format. Yeah. There will be essays. Same thing. Verses. Yeah. But that's not the goal. I'll tell you now, that's not the goal. Of course, when the time comes, I'll tell you what to study and we'll do. So don't worry about it. More important, I want you all to understand why you're studying. Okay? If your interest is just to score marks and put a, in your wall some certificate, then you can just go back. I'll give it to you now, you can go back. It's true. If that's your interest, then I'll print for you a certificate. You can take it. But if you want to know who Krishna is, then you all have to study with all of together. You know, associate. In your in association, Krishna will reveal himself. It's not going to be a, you are some big avatar, you stand on your hand or feet or whatever, and he'll come. No. Through association, as particularly in Kali Yuga, you need to learn how to associate one another. It may be difficult because we all are full of problems. Right? We carry our baggage, you carry your baggage, and then there's only limited space for baggage, so... right? Then we fight for space. So... study together and try to question each other why, how you came to this conclusion. If you can convince the other person, that means you understood that thing point properly. If you can't, then you have to find out why you cannot explain. Sometimes it's like that, you know something but you can't really explain because you really haven't comprehended it properly, completely. It's for all of us. I'm also perplexed many times here. But because you are associating and you are discussing, the answer will come because Krishna will reveal, because your desire is to learn. It's called Divya Gyan. And if you find difficulty, then you have the resources, right? Where? Huh? Verbes, lectures, Maharajas. Email them and ask them. Oh, she's grown a foot. She's as tall as you are now.
I tell all the kids in the temple, that's a requirement, not an achievement.
It is a requirement. Right? So try to associate and learn. And if you see each other in the right mood, Krishna will reveal more and more. If you see them as your enemies, no, this is because of anarthas. You need to get rid of your anarthas. That means you have to serve one another. And it has to start somewhere. You either start here or you have to start next life. No, it's a fact. It's something you all have to ask yourself where you want to take yourself next stage. My purpose coming here and just blah blah this and give you points is pointless. Unless you change your hearts, unless I can help you change your hearts, then my purpose here is useless and your purpose is useless. Understand? So you all have to, it's something you all have to do it on your own. This is part of self-realization. It's a process in self-realization. You want to change. I will highlight certain things, the need for you to change, but you need to change. Remember, it's not giving an excellent class that matters. It's not that. It's your heart that changes. It's the most important thing. You know? Remember the pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to south where he sees this Brahmana reading Bhagavad Gita? And he was reading it upside down. But even Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. He said, what is the greatest thing that you read in the Bhagavad? He said, I am actually illiterate, but my guru said, and so I'm following. Then he asked him again, what is it that you feel? Well, when I think of Krishna holding the reins of Arjuna, I cannot accept that because he's the Supreme Lord and he's holding the reins. And I feel too bad, and he starts crying because he's feeling so much affection for the Lord. So it wasn't his, ability, eloquence, that, no, it's his heart. That's why, as I was saying earlier, what kind of devotee? Truthful devotee. Truthful means? Honest about? No, about what? What do you want to do? What is it you all want to do? You want to go back to Godhead, right? How many of you want to stay here and help others? No, be honest, right? Yeah. Prabhupada said first go back. He said, because unless you desire that goal, you cannot even help others. Yeah. Because when you desire to go back, you will do anything and everything to get to that stage. And in doing that, you purify yourself. And then you can help others. Generally, Krishna sends people to help us. So we are in the movement where Prabhupada wants us to serve others, help others. So we do that. But our goal is to actually go back to Godhead. Yeah, it should be that, not to stay back here. Does it make sense? Yes, no? Makes sense, right? So then what are you doing about it? This is part of self-realization. This is something I want you all to think about. So I'm going to ask you to think about these things. What are you going to do about it? What have you done about it? Okay, you said, oh, you had problems 10 years ago or whatever. Are you still having the same issues? If it is, then there's something wrong in your methodology, or the process doesn't work. But the process works because Srila Prabhupada took birth to show us that even as he went through his life, he showed us that it is possible within this lifetime. He acted that part to show us it's possible. So therefore we have to take it seriously. So, of the truthful devotee. Now, if he is truthful, then the Supreme Lord, who is Paramatma in the heart, cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee. So, what is the test, litmus test? How much you are attracted to material desires or wealth or enjoyment. So this is a test. It's always available. And you know yourself. You can hide yourself from everybody except yourself and the Paramatma. And your spiritual master will know for sure. But this is a test. So you know, every time you come and read this, how much of this desire is in your heart. That keeps coming back. If it keeps coming back, then what is the thing that tells you about you? Yeah, you're not truthful. Then you have to then start crying. Exactly. You have to start crying because something is hindering us. Some anatta is hindering, and then you have to figure out the anatta. That's why association is important. Because association means you help each other get rid of the anattas. Not create more anattas. We are good at that, no? We have achieved one aspect of it. We can create anattas and offenses. So that's good. We all have achieved that. You get gold medal for that. Now let's go to the other aspect of it. Can we do the other things? Yeah, the Lord says anandam buddhi vardhanam, but where is that? Do we experience that? Right? This is the very first verse. Right, it has to connect. Come back to this. You know, I picked this verse because, you know, we want to hear Srinvatam Swakata Krishna, because we want to go through this process. Right, it's not again, I want to say that it's not that we are doing this for getting some degree or something. It's not for that. No. You know, it's the process is to go back to, we want to go back to Godhead. To go back means we have to be honest, sincere, truthful. Yeah? And see, Prabhupada continues, right? And the word here is Ridayantosto hi abhadrani. What is that? Cleanses the desire for material from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages. Srinvatam. Hear the message. What was the difference between hearing and listening?
Hearing means just hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing means hearing and acting.
Listening and attention.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing is...
Yeah, the way or what?
The hearing, it changes the heart and you apply it also. Listening could go from this ear to that. Means like you may not...
Everyone agree? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah, listening, you can listen and not act on it. Yeah. So, the thing is, in studying, this is some of the things you all need to do. As you study the purpose and so on, there's a lot of things that are going to come straight in our face. Boom. We have to act on those things. If you don't act now, you may never act on it. Or you may have to act on it later on. The point is, there's a verse in Bhagavad Gita. What is the verse that tells you? Mahato, Trayato, Payat. Right? Which verse? Which verse? 2:39. You all are Bhakti Shastris. Come on, you should know this.
2:41, I think.
This after Vyasa. It's after Vyasa.
242?
No. Yes. Yes. So where is your Bhagavad Gita? Nasosti pratyabhavena vidyate salpam api asya dharmasya. There's a series of verses which are very, very nice. 240. Not 41. Yes. It's not 41. 41 is Vyavasad Mukhabuddha. Yeah. So in this endeavor, there's no loss or diminution, and a little advance on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear, and that's taking birth, dying and taking birth again. It's too much. And so, if you are truthful, honest, and sincere, then you should develop the urge to hear his messages. Means you are willing to change. And change means you become a devotee. Devotee, the title devotee we use very loosely, but it's a very serious word. No, bhakta means very high position. No? But we say new person who comes in, he's a new bhakta. Actually, it's a very high position. Yeah. So then how do we develop this urge to hear properly? So it goes back to our... What is it? No.
Association.
Yeah, but how? No. This is, has to do with hearing. So it goes back to your... What is it that you have to hear every day? Chanting the holy names, right? All of you are initiated to chant on the holy name. So this is where the problem starts also. Right? We all have done Harinam Chintamani, right? Part of the problem is we don't chant properly. So it creates offenses, you know, knowingly, unknowingly, anarthas, and then we do this and it inhibits us from getting the urge to hear his messages. It's connected. It's all connected. We cannot run away from this. But because the real problem is who? We are the real problem. So, and it's due to prakriti kriyamanini gunai karmani. What? Yeah. What? Why? Because false ego, you identify with the body, yeah, which is the first thing. Krishna tells Arjuna to give that up, right? Yeah, the water is here, it's okay. First thing he tells, first lesson. What is the first lesson? You're not the body. Yeah. That's the hardest thing for us. Because of anger. This false ego can be rooted very quickly through service and through association. But it's also a razor's edge. See, studying Bhagavatam doesn't mean just study and know it. You have to act on it. Then you can go through the next canto, because it will reveal to you what the essence of it is. Then each canto will reveal you the next canto. You know, Guyam Akyati Pichati. Confidentially you ask, this is confidential. And then Krishna says, 9th chapter, verse 2. Yeah, so you're supposed to be? Susukam kartum mavyayam. So then you have to ask again, why I'm not happy? Service means you have to be happy. That's the other thing. That's the second thing. When you get service, how do you react? Happily or you get long faces? So that means there's something there. Again, it's a measure for us. First of all, there's one thing, truthfulness, material enjoyment, then this thing, why? You'll find as you are making advancement, you may hesitate to do a service, then your intelligence will kick in and says you should do it. Then you will do it happily. And when you can do it like that, you'll find later on you won't even think twice. You will say, yes, I will do. But it should kick in. If it doesn't kick in, then you have too much anger. Then you have to go and look for someone who can root it out for you. If you are sincere, that means that again comes back to us. It's us. Now, that this is one way of purifying. The other thing is, if you got the mercy of your spiritual master and if you are still stubborn, then Krishna will intervene. And when Krishna intervenes, it's going to be painful. The purification will be painful. You'll go through very difficult purification. But he may want to take you in this lifetime, he'll give you hell. You see some devotees go through because they have done some wonderful service that Krishna cannot forget, and so he'll drag them back. They're like, I'm not coming. Yes, you are. So they suffer. You know? But not all of us are going to be in that boat. And we don't want to be in that boat also. It's hellish. When Krishna comes in, you see what happens in the Kurukshetra battle, right? Right? So that's how he cleans all the demons, right? So, anyway, Prabhupada, in the second last paragraph, he says, one cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. He doesn't say clear of sins, he says perfectly cleared of all sins. So he qualifies it very carefully. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over material nature. So again, it connects it to the verse. Cleanses the desire for... Where is that water? Thanks. That's Cleanses the desire for material enjoyment. And then Prabhupada says, listen very carefully. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Very difficult. That's why you need to really surrender to the process, to the devotees. If you have too much false ego, then you will be stuck in a loop. You all should know what a loop is, right? Infinite loop, you know? Then Prabhupada writes, many stalwarts, that means strict disciplinarian, many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements. Wealth, women, men, wealth, all these are allurement for people in the path of practicing devotional service. And thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord Himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. So by listening about the Lord, in the association of the Lord, we can come to this ability to become free from the allurement of this material nature. Krishna makes it very clear, you cannot get out of the material nature, right? Seven? 14. It's not possible. Okay? We cannot get out of the material nature. It's not possible at all. It's not at all possible. Usually someone helps us. Someone, Vaishnava comes and lifts us, or Krishna helps us. It's not possible to get out of this place. It's actually impossible. The fact that we have this process means we are very fortunate. That's why Krishna says, Bhagunam Janmanam Ante Jnanama Mam Prabhupada. Jnanama Mam Prabhupada. What does he do? He surrenders with knowledge. That's why we study. So that we know how to surrender. But having studied and you don't surrender, that means you didn't understand the process. So when you give to someone else, you're not giving them knowledge. You, what are you trying to give them? Realizations for? To surrender ultimately to Krishna. You can't just, you know, keep always quoting some nice story, this and that, it, you know, looks great, you know, sounds great. But it's not, it has to hit their heart. And you have to become an expert to give it in such a way that they can take the medicine that you give. So, in the fifth canto, Rishabhdev tells what? To his sons. Yes. So you can't be, take up this position unless you can deliver them from the cycle of birth and death. Yeah. Cannot be a guru, cannot be a parent, cannot be a teacher, cannot be a leader. Can't hold this position unless your intent, that means your intention must be to help them get out of this cycle of birth. That is the intention you must, whenever you deal with anyone that you want to help. That is real welfare. Right? This is the real welfare. And therefore, the symptom in nectar of devotion, first symptom is characteristics of pure devotion service. Subhada. Subhada. Why? Because?
Because the vaccines are going.
No, because you are helping them to get rid of those things. Subhada. Auspiciousness. You give people, you create auspiciousness for everyone. You are auspicious yourself. Therefore you create auspiciousness. Okay. Anything else? Comments? Apart from tests.
So class timings,
yeah, so you all have to tell me.
So there was one suggestion that we have like alternate day for one day for Bhakti Vaibhav and one day for Bhakti Shastri. Because you want to be also with the Bhakti Shastri group. The Bhakti Shastri group is a huge group. So that we will have to definitely do in temple. So, we cannot fit anything. So that's one model.
Okay.
Doing alternate days. Other model is like doing 15 days for Bhakti Vaibhav and then rest of the days for Bhakti Shastri, continuous. So whatever you prefer.
What do you all prefer?
Alternate days.
So Bhakti Shastri, there are like four batches. And all of them are in different phases, like, you know.
Okay, so what do you want me to do for Bhakti Shastri?
I don't know what you wanted. what you had the plans.
I thought you suggested meeting them. I said, yeah, I'll meet.
Yeah. So
what is your...
Yeah, there are different levels in etc. So I think...
They are on different chapters.
Different chapters.
Yeah, so but what
so
do you want me to...
In fact, starting from Madhachan Prabhu's group, they might be just... They're not even started. But they can also meet you. And I think then at chapter... We completed chapter 4.
So
and
I think
then obviously, Shafila Mataji's group.
Just
completed Bhagavad Gita. So there are very different levels.
I know, but I still haven't got the answer I'm asking.
I think you can give an overview of the study pattern, you know. I personally for you, if you can like give them the thirst to attend the classes regularly and give this whatever you are giving us, you know.
Enthusiasm.
Yeah,
because some of the people we see that they are dropping off, they are not showing that much enthusiasm.
That's one thing that can help.
Manusyanam Sarasvesh.
They're sincere. They know that they accept their...
Yeah, but still that's what it is. You know. You get so many devotees, among yourselves, so how many of you really are so serious you want to go back to God in this lifetime? The same principle applies whichever way you look at it. If you, as a teacher, this is another thing, if you are really serious, then you will give that seriousness to your students. Right? But if you don't have the enthusiasm, they will pick it up. Just like parents, right? The children know when to tweak the parent left or right, no? Because they studied the parent. So the same way, students are also like that. If the teacher wavers this or that, then they won't take interest. They say, he's not interested to teaching us. You know. So then you have to massage your intelligence to figure a way how to make it exciting for them, right? Or you must be able to penetrate the heart and then hit it where it makes some sense to them. You can lead a horse to the water, can't make it. They say that in Texas. Can't force people also. But from the very beginning, you try to get some commitments. People drop out because for many reasons. If they really appreciate the thing, they will come no matter what. I cannot see why they won't come. If I were to tell all of you there's like $10 million waiting in your home now, if you go, and then I'll talk for another half an hour. How many of you are thinking of going home immediately, hoping that I'll stop so that you can go home and look at your $10 million? You understand? So people's mind, if it's not there, then you cannot keep them. You need to find out. So which means you have your association with them is important. Yeah, your association is important. That means they have to know that you care for them. This is another thing. Do you care for them? As teachers in a normal school, it's a different situation altogether, but this is Krishna consciousness. So in Krishna consciousness, why are we giving this knowledge to others?
To make them a better devotee,
but that's not really hitting the main point.
To make ourselves a better devotee.
We care for them.
Huh?
We care for them.
You have to care for them. Yeah. You have to show them. Why do you care for them?
Because
we are all Krishna's family. That's the main reason. Because we are all dear to Krishna. Because Krishna loves us. If you are not convinced with that, you see, it boils down to You're the source of the misery for each individual. We are our own problem, actually. You know. So as a teacher also, you have to analyze yourself. What is it that I lack? Okay, let's say you lack something. What are you going to do about it?
Cultivate ourselves.
Okay, let's see, you try and you still cannot do. What are you going to do?
Help.
Huh?
Get help.
Huh?
Get help.
But from where?
Other devotees.
You could do that, but you still don't get it, so?
Pray to Krishna.
Pray. Cry. So you have to come to that conclusion also, may I can't do it. And then cry to him and ask him for help, get other devotees, but you have to cry for yourself because you don't get it. No? And what does that mean? You become? Yeah, so cultivation of humility is very important. It's so tightly woven, all this character. You cannot run away from it. You cannot say, I don't need this, I don't know. You have to get it all. Huh? You have to. You know, if you know you like this, then you got to become humble. And then when you show humility, people will recognize humility. And if you show affection, they'll know that this guy loves me. And they'll reciprocate. Just because you like them, they'll come. Not so much for the knowledge. Ultimately, that's the goal. That they love you, and because they love you, you love Krishna, so they're connected to Krishna through the love. It's not so much that. The knowledge is important so that I can practice properly. Viddhi, Vaidhi, you know. Understand, you have to connect to Krishna. How you connect people? You have to be an example. Anyway, that's a good point. Anything else?
Some of them in our batch, you know, they say, because prasadam is like one of the...
Nectar.
Yeah, so... We are coming just because of
prasadam. Yeah, that's another thing. Cook
there
great.
So many items, yeah. 8 to 10 items they get in.
So
they're just coming for that.
Yeah.
Not for the class.
Well, they're coming because it's Krishna. They're tasting Krishna through prasadam. Yeah.
Actually, devotees actually say, one devotee actually said, who attends Prabhu's class, I don't come for all this philosophy. The only reason I'm coming is because he is genuine.
Mm.
I don't really care for me.
Okay, that's a, see, you already example is. Okay, so what more you want? So each of you have to cultivate that. You know, if you don't have it, then associate with him and you get there. It rubs off. Right? One time, somebody asked Prabhupada how to become very pure like you, Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada said, how can you become a drunk? Then they say, you mix with the drunk and so you become drunk. Yeah. Any other comments?
You still not decided. Yeah,
but we need to figure out what we want to do with Bhakti Shastri group.
What content would you like to cover?
No, you figure it. You're teachers. You know, I can't always tell you what to do and so. Right? Yeah, you should have thought about this earlier. Yeah, go ahead.
Since all the groups are at different levels, you don't have to spend 15 days with them, maybe 2 or 3 days per group. So it's not that big a group, and then you can give them the exact message on the level that they are. Like one is at chapter 18 and one is barely starting. So the message can be very different to both of them.
Mm.
The level you will talk will be very different to both the groups. So rather than meeting 60 people in one group, spend like 2-3 days per group.
Oh, I could just meet all of them one day and that's it.
Or probably you can cover a nectar of instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Nectar of instruction for all the groups.
Mm-hmm.
short time, not too much, because they are, I don't know whether they will understand the depth in which we went through it. We went to Bhagavad Gita first and then make the decision.
No, I mean, I prefer you all teach them. You know, I that's my style. I know some other teachers will do that. They have done it also. But I prefer you all teach at the pace that you all go. It's I feel it's healthy that way.
But yeah, if you can...
What Mataji suggested, then that's a good idea. For a group, you can spend a couple of days with each group.
But what is the topic? What is the content? What do you all want?
Our Amrutananda Prabhu class is on Friday evening. And some other classes on Saturday evening. And every each class you can spend weekly once. Whatever the discussion they continue, I mean, they stop it from there, you can continue.
Yeah, I think that's not, because the whole idea is like not teaching, but giving them the
inspiration.
The
main
idea
is inspiration. They can learn, even philosophy, you can hear lectures and everything, but we learned a lot of practical things from you just by...
Like what you have explained to us about how to for Bhakti Vaibhav, the same thing for Bhakti Vaibhav.
Like in the middle you were giving us a lot of golden nuggets, so they can also receive that.
Mm.
But one thing was, for us, you would like to do 15 days, so if we have 15 days for them, then we can do what Mataji is saying, 2 days for each group, 4 groups like that. If you want to do more days for us, then we can just do less for them. I mean, that's...
Whatever it is, it should be productive. And they should benefit something. And they can take home and say, I did gain something from it.
So, one thing can be like, you know, you give all those conceptual things. Plus, you know, maybe just overview of the chapters, like up to 4 chapters. Like, there are very few devotees who are in the last batch. Like, how many devotees are there in there?
4, 5, 6,
right? Yeah, so they are almost done. So the most four
thing. More thing is everything is like up to 4 chapters.
Chapter 4. Mine is chapter 2.
Chapter 2. And you think one proposes chapter 2, and yours is chapter 4.
So
three groups only.
Your group could also can meet now.
That they will just come for one day. It's getting started just now.
Okay. Anyway, that's secondary for me. But the rest of you all, what do you all want to do?
So the rest of us, I think then we can start meeting tomorrow on which day, as like Saturday, Sunday we were doing last time.
Okay.
Not do that much intensive.
Maybe little morning one session and then afternoon one session.
So for how long?
Two hours or three hours.
3 hours.
So you tell me the timings now so that they know also.
So 10 to 1 and then break.
10 to 1. Saturday?
Saturday 10 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Then 1 to 2. I mean, we are there to wait for the prasadam also. So there is no prasadam here, so we have to go to temple. So, maybe another
9.
Hour. So 2.
9.
Maybe 2:30. 9:30 to 12. 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 1:30 to.
But your morning duty worship takes a little time sometimes.
So
that's just
second.
For 1 or 2 people,
and
they have the deity worship, so
they
come
in
later. So we can.
Yeah, so 9:30. Let's skip for 4 days, 4 times, you know. This is regular month.
Keep it in. You want to chant for something?
But everything is up, so you have to chant in the evening or later. Or you get up early in the morning and then.
It is the deity service.
Yeah, so get up early in the morning and then finish chanting and then go for duty service. And then so like, you cannot encompass everything.
Yeah, for everyone you cannot do, right? For a few people they have to have 9:30 here, Prabhu? Or there? Yes?
So 9:30 or 10. 9:30 if you start off. Yeah, you can start. A few you can do here. 9:30 to 12. And then 12 to 1 break.
1 hour is enough for you?
1:30 to 2 hours.
2 to 4. So start at 2 o'clock.
2 to 4:30.
2 to 4.
More or 4:30, whichever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay. Okay, and then on Sunday morning?
Same, 10 to 12.
That's it.
9:30 to 12:30
Sunday, and that's it.
Sunday, Tuesday.
And then the weekdays?
The rest of the days, I think, are weekdays 7:30 to 9:30
7:30, all of you?
Yes.
7:32, Prabhu?
9.
So, 1 hour, okay.
Does 8 o'clock work for everybody just so you have to finish dinner and come?
No, that's the reason dinner we can take in temple. It's already talked with Asadi Maharaj. It's
7 o'clock. We'll start serving 7 o'clock.
We'll start serving quarter 6:45. So,
it means it becomes a little late, Mataji.
Yeah.
So because next day is working day.
Yeah, it's already 7:30. That was late.
7:30 is not.
But it's okay.
7:30 to 9 is good. That's what we are doing before.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So we'll see, continue the same.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just allowing you all to come to the same conclusion.
7 is early. Good with me, but it's early for now.
Yeah, it's good for, but then prasadam is a problem.
That's what we have been doing before, right?
Yeah,
7:30 to 9 we were doing.
Last time.
No, all the 3 years, that's what
we
did. Yeah, we did 7:30 to 9.
If everybody is okay with that, we can continue the same thing.
So should we take a break for the Bhakti Gita for the next 4 weeks, or should we continue the classes?
So, I mean, first of all, we'll have to decide among ourselves or Prabhu have.
You all decide. I'm here, so just decide first.
No, so you can go up to like 4 or 6 chapters, it doesn't matter, because they'll be going 6 chapters very soon. You know.
No, discuss with the 4 of you or whatever.
Yeah, let's discuss it.
Okay. Anything else? Any other questions you all want to?
Yeah, and there's a recording also. In the same day, probably if possible, probably if we can record and upload.
Put in the Skype link in that.
Yeah. Not
same day, next day we'll do, because that day will be 9:30, right?
Yes, I mean, same day we'll do.
He means 24 hours.
So it's the same day it will happen next year.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, you get to me. We can do
same. Yeah,
we
can do same day.
You can do it from right over from here.
Oh.
Just finish it and just copy it and do it. Bring your computer. So if you forget it and camera.
He'll
upload it. So you give it to him, he'll upload it.
No, I'll take my.
He has another card.
Efficient. Yes, bro.
Regarding the services, which you said, like some people initially they might not be able to take service, but as you said, then they become very pure, enthusiastically they make up the service. But it looks like when we start taking up the services, there will be so many services coming on our way, and then we'll become overwhelmed and say, keep saying no, no, no for the services.
No, then that's not how it should be. If you become very enthusiastic, you will do the service, and you can only do so many services, you know. You can't do all of it, right? Unless you can expand. But, so you will only do those services that you can do. And the other services, you will find people to come and help you out. Isn't it? That's a logical way of doing things, no? If you say so many services coming, that means you have nothing to do. That's why you're getting so many services. Right? Right or not?
Count on them and then start giving, okay, this person.
Yeah, so, but it's logical to say, yeah, I have so many hours, I can do this. Now I don't have time. So you just tell, you have to tell them, I have no time, I can't do. So if you cannot tell them you can't do, means there's also something wrong. You understand? Try to understand. No, you cannot. Just because you're a devotee doesn't mean everything, yes, please. You know, you cannot do everything also. You can do only, you are, each of us have certain capacity. You can do some things. Some of you can do a little bit more, some can do a little bit less. But you should know your capacity. But if you can do more and you deny that, then you have a problem. I may not know, but you have a problem.
Huh? You can do only less, and if you didn't say no, that's also a problem.
Yeah, that's right. So you have to know that how sincere you are. This process is to have a clean heart, so you have to clean it out. You know, I'm not your guru. I'm not going to get on your case to clean it out. But you know, your guru can act through different mediums. So point is, you know where you stand and you know how much free time you have. Sometimes devotees will fight and go and sit at home and think for the whole day, but they could have done some service. Isn't it? You're laughing, but that's part of the thing, you know. But when they come and tell you, you say no and fight. But during that scene of fighting, you could have done so many other things for Krishna. So yeah, so when you say you have so many services coming, then you have to, you can say I can do this many things. After that I can't do. I have my family to take care, my children to take care, I have to do other things. That is also service. You understand? Yeah, so try to understand like that. Service doesn't mean only temple service. You have children, family, that is also service. Provided you give Krishna consciousness. If you go home and go to a movie or something, that's not so much Krishna consciousness. You're laughing. I'm just giving examples. Sometimes you may have to take children to movies. That's a different issue altogether. But yeah.
I was just talking to Govind Sam Kumar today. On Gita Jayanti today, I met one person. So he told, you know, before you used to send Bhagavad Gita every day in Microsoft, there's a DM, Vedic, MS Vedic. So I was, Govind Sharma was sending him out in the beginning, and then he asked me to
do it.
I was doing it. And then I think I would go to India or something, and then I gave the service to Hari Vallabh Prabhu, and he was doing some time, and then gradually that service stopped. So, but in the beginning, I know for sure, you know, so many people are, you know, reading and
benefited.
So recently, I just met on Gita Jayanti one of the Krishna Ranganathan, he's a Tamilian. So he told, oh, you are the person who used to send Bhagavad Gita. You know, I used to enjoy reading those. But nowadays, you're not sending, and so many other people are sending so many other things. I'm not at all interested. And I then told, okay, I'll restart again. So I just started today sending. So Govind Sarma immediately replied and told, you know, there is some other better way you can actually send. So basically I was just copying and pasting and told them to download fonts. Then we had talked, you know, for a long time, and then I told him, you are the one who gave me the service. But you know, eventually, you know, the service was, you know, not continued. Then we were talking about the old days, like when I came to Krishna consciousness in the beginning, 2001. So I've been coming to temple doing some service, this and that, but nobody asked me to chant, nobody told me to chant, or I didn't know anything. I've not read books, I don't know. But Govind Sarma one day met me in the temple, and then he told, are you not chanting? I said, what chanting? then he gave me a big bag, and he said, so chant Hare Krishna mantra, like that. So then we were talking about the good old days, you know, Thursdays. I used to live in Renton at the time, and my boy was just born. So every Thursday, Harilasbu will go to university. And in the university, there's a university high center. And there Harilasbu and Pandavapu will go and there'll be a Harinam. And after that, Harilasbu will give some short class. And then Prashadam will go. So I was just, we were actually recollecting all those things. I was telling him, you know, when Ben Goinsum told, those days were, you know, really blissful days. We were actually totally free. We were ready to do anything for Krishna. But now, you know, we are all bogged down with so many other things. Oh, this many years I've been a devotee, you know, I've done this many things. These are all actually pulling us down. You know, we don't have the same bliss that we used to experience over and over. You know, I was going through the same emotions. We were talking, so, you know, it's very relevant whatever we're discussing today. That, you know, in the beginning, you know, I was listening to Srila Prabhupada lecture like anything. As when I came in, all the time I would be listening to Srila Prabhupada lectures. I was like so, you know, attached to Srila Prabhupada. Then after gradually, you know, in the last so many years, I didn't even listen to Srila Prabhupada at all. And I was feeling the same thing with Srila Prabhupada, and he told, yeah, you know, we have to keep the same enthusiasm, same mood of service, then only we can actually go on for long. Told about Harulas Guru, how, you know, even now he has the same enthusiasm. Any service he does, you know, he has the same enthusiasm to do for Krishna. So we have to, you know, somehow we have to cultivate the mood. So this is something.
Yeah, that's very nice points. Thank you. Anything else anybody wants to add? Madhaji?
Thank you, Prabhu, for coming. I know it's extremely cold here. So thank you for coming, because I know Houston is
cold also. No, it's gone. It's pretty bad this week. So. But it's bad overall, because in 3 days it'll be like freezing, and then 3 days in the 70s, 80s, then it's not good weather, and then wind all the time.
Recently I had a conversation with Vrindavan, so I was telling him some stories, telling him something, then he asked me, where did you learn all these things from? Then I said, you know, I have a teacher who taught me, and then I was telling about you. and then he said, is he a Maharaj? And I said, actually, he's a very advanced devotee, and you know, like my teacher, so he's also like my guru. Like that. Then he's asking me, then you are my guru? Then I said, kind of, you know, the mother is also one of the
gurus. Yes.
So then I started, you know, remembering all the things that you have taught us. You know, like when we initially, you know, none of us were even qualified. I just started, you know, chanting and all that, and then you came, and then you taught us, as Mother was telling, everything, every practical aspect of, like from how to offer to. I still remember when you said early in the morning when you get up, you first have to offer your obeisances to spiritual master. Thinking, I would have never, you know, learned that if you had not, you know. thank you, Prabhu.
Are you all doing that?
I tried to do
that. Everyone should do that. You make advancement,
yeah,
actually.
To you, Prabhu, for,
I'm only an instrument also. We are all instruments to help someone. Yeah. So I can't take any credits for that. You know, sometimes Krishna, you see, it's like this, you know, sometimes someone may be very qualified, but Krishna can use anyone to evoke their enthusiasm. So I'm like that, yeah. Your son is very bright, huh? How old is he?
4.5.
Wow. Very Sundar and two intelligent people. It's nice. Huh?
It's 12 for you. Almost.
12? Oh, it's okay. It's alright. Anything else? So, when are you going?
29th.
This month. Oh, okay. For good. Your Guru Maharaj wants you to go. Is it better to do from there? Or? What's the advantage? I'm curious, that's all.
See, the answer is correct. I asked that the same question.
I mean, there, I think there are more opportunities to go to Maharaj. Like
for yourself.
I mean, we can bring more people to serve Maharaj.
Okay, okay.
Right. I mean, I don't know.
Govindaran wants to go, so I said, okay, fine.
So your Guru Maharaj told you how to go, right? Yeah, then that's follow the instruction as per.
By us taking this step, we don't know where we will land.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're on your own, it's not. Yeah. You should do what your Guru wants. Yeah. That's okay.
So tomorrow we have class 9:30.
All right then, thank you. We'll see you all.